And I'm Gary C. at 8:32 in the morning, and I'm really excited to have my next two guests on the air with me from the Andre Art Gallery. Andre and Dennis Protzucker with me this morning. Good morning, Dennis. How you doing?
Good. Doing all right here. Happy to be here.
Andre with an I. Good morning. How
good
are you?
Good morning. I'm very, very glad here, you know, talking about art and everything. Yeah. So it's great.
Now, you guys come from an artistic family, correct? Your mom was a calligrapher, an embroiderer. Your father was a professional photographer.
Yeah, yeah.
And you started doing sculpture at a very young age, I understand.
Yeah, my father and my parents was very supportive of me from beginning, so they really want me to succeed, you know, so all my life they've been helping us.
And you went to art school as a kid?
I finished 3 art schools, so I have a PhD
schools.
In art, yeah. All right. I went all the way.
And then you go to St. Petersburg, correct?
Yeah, it's the best art school ever, yeah. Get lucky. It's only like taking 30 students a year from the whole Soviet Union.
What was the name of the mentor who really had a big impression on you?
Maisenko. He was very modern artist that time in Soviet Union, and that's what I really like about him. He was known close friends like Marc Chagall and Picasso. He knows them personally, so it's kind of, you know, like family of the greatest artist, you know.
Gotcha.
All the stories, yeah.
And when did you come to America?
We came soon as the window was open. So as soon as Gorbachev came to the power and they started to say, okay, you can travel now, different countries and everything. So we took a chance and we came here in 1991.
Dennis, do you still have family in the homeland?
We have my cousin lives in Latvia, so we have some a lot of friends. I mean, you know, but unfortunately my grandparents have all been deceased, but like extended family and people like that, you know. So we've lived here for over 30 years now, so
yeah.
It's the longest time we live here now, and we have only 3 of us left.
Would it be correct in calling you a figurative artist? I've heard
figurative,
that term
yes,
used to
yes.
describe you.
Yes, of course, yeah, it is.
All right. Tell me about the gallery. You've got your works there, the Andre Art Gallery, but you also have works from other artists as well.
Yes, it's my dream was since in Soviet Union to have the own gallery and represent some of the artists I really, really love. So that's a dream just open here to possibilities to do that, you know, to like... beautiful tree come out and with all those beautiful leaves of different artists. And we have most incredible artists in the world, really true. They're very known, they are very collectible everywhere in the world, and they are special. So we bring in Strasbourg not just artists, we bring the most incredible artists.
Yeah, we want to be able to share all of that to, you know, the local community and everything, you know, to be able to offer, have a nice gallery space to inspire some young artists, because this is a very artistic area with music, and there's a lot of talented fine artists as well, so.
Well, Dennis, I got to ask the $64,000 question. What is it about the Poconos that attracts such talented artists to this area? What do you suppose it is?
I don't know, but I think there's a long lineage. I mean, you have all the whole jazz community here in the Deerhead, for many years. I mean, that's, you know, super long-running jazz club, and I think that inspired people to come by, and obviously being right off the main freeway from New York City, I think that also inspired a lot of people, because artists need to be, and they can't just always be cooped up in an apartment in New York, you know. They want to be around nature, they want to be around inspiration, and having the city so close, you know, they can go there at any time, and I think that that's kind of an advantage of being in this area.
That is the best description I've received from that question, because I ask many of the artists who come into the studio about that, and that's certainly what it is.
And
it's got a lot to do with the nature.
If you think about it, even the New York artists who live in New York, like Jackson Pollock, you know, he cannot come up with his ideas because it's very difficult. It's no concentration. It's too tight with time and everything, and only outside of New York he opened his...
He's an
style.
East End guy. He's an East End Long Island guy.
It is helps the nature, helps the art to relax artists and create, you know.
Now, do you create every day? Are you drawing
and
painting
every day? I have idea in the morning already.
Yeah? When is the best time of the day?
In the morning, it's very important because you have been thinking about all day and you... take shower and you get energy and you work and we work until we tired, you know, then we have lunch and then it's always breaking up.
You break for lunch.
Your work is available all around the world. I understand that President George Bush has collected some of your works. Yeah, is that correct?
Yes, we did a show in Washington, D.C. and we did decoration of the restaurant and the hotel, the Watergate.
Wow.
And I didn't know why he bought a special piece. It's a very unique Orthodox piece about St. George with dragonflies. He's like fighting dragon. Instead of dragons, he's fighting dragonflies. And then later I realized, you know, people told me they just collect everything with George.
He dabbles in artwork himself, right?
Yeah.
Is he any good?
I think he feels sorry for the soldier who was dying in a war and everything.
Gotcha.
He decided to create that. I think it's very helpful, you know.
Yeah. It's very therapeutic probably for him.
I do
you
it
know?
Myself. I do a collection about war in Ukraine now. So it is something to feel better after you create something like that, you know.
That's a whole other interview.
Yeah. Right?
Tell me more about the gallery, Dennis. Tell me about more of the services you offer over there.
So we try to be a full service gallery. You know, we offer, you know, one of the main things that we do is we offer limited editions of the artwork along with the original. So we extend that service to other artists that can get their artwork printed and photographers. We also focus on, you know, helping people with their interior design, so helping them pick out a nice collection of artwork, and that's why we offer the various other artists as well, so that they kind of can complement each other, you know, and they can get artwork in various different sizes. We offer some framing as well. We do art appraisals and some restoration work also, because with Andre's training and the art school, they give you a kind of a full bird's eye education of all the art, so that he learned about sculpting and restoration and everything. So, and conservation, obviously, not only for his own work, but we do it for other people as well. So,
talk to me about art appraisal. If somebody finds something in the attic or the basement, and they go, "Hey, I wonder if this is actually of deep value," they can bring it to you, and you
they
guys
can bring
will have
it
a
to
look
us. Yeah, we have different resources, and we could look at, you know, old auction records and things like that, and see what the prices are. I mean, obviously, you know, with artwork, it's very difficult to give a specific value, but people will get an idea of what it's worth. You know, obviously, it's valued at whatever someone else is willing to buy it for. You know what I mean? They have a lot of, you know, variation in that. But as long as they can get an idea or something like that, you know, we also can help them point them in the right direction of where they could sell it or even broker it with some of the other galleries that we work with.
So. Yeah, super cool. Talk to me about the art walks on the first Saturday of every month. You guys are involved with that, right?
Yeah. We created since we came here and we started to show different cities like Philadelphia, New York, and everybody already have that art walks for a long time. And I said, well, then, you know, how about in Strasbourg? You know, we can do that too. You know, it'll be nice. People just walk around and we can talk about art. And so we did first Fridays in the beginning, and then we realized the Saturday is better because people just come back from New York and Friday nights. And we've been doing it for the last 27 years. We never missed once because it's very important for us to... Not everybody knows art. Not everybody understand why you have to look for it and everything. And this is a perfect opportunity to us with Dennis talk to them and a tone of the... We don't have to kind of, you know, pressure of anything like that with a glass of wine and good music, talk about things and stuff like that. So
yeah, and it's a kind of also an educational experience. Because
We do new shows every month. Every month we do new pieces.
With fine art, it's because it's, you know, there is a lot of knowledge behind it and people have to know it. It can be a little intimidating for people that aren't aware of it. So we kind of help integrate them into that world of imagination and creation, you know what I mean? And it, you know, art is something that comes from the heart. So, you know, we always try to do, you know, whatever we're creating, we're trying to kind of convey that to the person so that every time they hang the painting, they could think about it and be happy and really enjoy it. You know, and it's something that also will identify with them too. So,
talking to Andre and Dennis Protsuk this morning from the Andre Art Gallery here in Strasbourg. We're going to take a quick break, gentlemen. Come back. We'll do one more segment here on POCO 103.
Good morning. Can I take your order?
The greatest hits of all time.
Order up! Gary C. in the morning on POCO 103.
All right, talking this morning to Andre and Dennis Protsuk from the Andre Art Gallery. If you've been looking around your home, and if you've been saying, man, these walls are bare, we got to get some artwork on these walls, I suggest you go down and talk to Dennis and Andre at the Art Gallery. Now, you don't necessarily break the bank when you buy artwork from you gentlemen. No. Where do you start as far as pricing is concerned?
Our pricing starts at about $100, and then it can go up to $10,000. Everyone mm-hmm. has a different budget, and everyone has different needs, so we try to accommodate it all. Uh-huh. You know, God forbid you have to go to Home Goods to get some fun artwork, you know?
Yeah, right. But our pricing, we never want to be, the money will be in a way of collecting great art. We don't want to do that. So we really, really working out with like payments or whatever, the flexible everything, so people can get something beautiful in the home, you know.
Andre, do you teach art as well?
Yeah, we can. I can teach. I studied two schools. I have two diplomas to teach, you know. And unfortunately here we have no time to do that, you know, because it's really, really time-consuming, yeah, you know.
Sure it's more of a mentorship as well. So a lot of the students that he has taught, you know, they're right in 10th or 11th grade, 12th grade in high school. They are really serious about art, and they want to maybe enter an art school, something like that. My dad helps, you know, kind of go through their rudimentary skills and helps refine them. And then, you know, sometimes he's even helped them, you know, put a portfolio together so that yeah. they could submit it to the school, you know. And in that regard, he's very helpful.
Andre, you've traveled all around the world, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just kind of pointing to you with my ballpoint pen. You've traveled, but the reason I ask is, what's the most beautiful location in the world?
The world is the most beautiful spot everywhere, you know, and we choosing to go locations when it's the best art museums ever. So there's Italy, France, Spain, you know, it's amazing artists, you know, just basically three artists like the Caravaggio, Velázquez, and Raphael make your life. Mm-hmm. It's enough to just see those originals and know what its beauty is, you know? So it is something really, really outstanding.
Besides yourself, who's your favorite artist, Andre?
Oh, I have lots of favorites. Like I said, it's amazing because every artist is different. So like when you learn history of art, you're learning what's the difference between one artist and another, like even Dutch still life, for example, Flemish. They are same, they paint the same lobsters, they paint same oysters, they paint same glasses, but they're all different.
Yeah, right.
See, you have to see what's the, that's why it's very important to have your own style so people know who you are.
Yeah. Dennis, is the gallery open every day? What day is he open?
We're open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 6, and we're open from 12 to 5 by appointment on Sundays.
So. And you've got a website, too. What is that?
AndreArt.com. Nice. And you can go visit there and see some of the new pieces that we put on there, limited editions, and from all the different artists that we have.
I love some of the titles on the artwork. Lobster Dinner in the Woods. That's yeah, one of yours.
the names of the paintings are most important because when people look in a piece and they're reading the name, it should blend in the idea. Right. You know, right. Then it's helped them to understand what it's all about.
Free Ride of Venice reminds me of the Joni Mitchell song Free Man in Paris.
Well,
but this is Free Ride
of
Venice.
It is no free ride in Venice, but if you're a good-looking girl, you might have it. You might have a chance.
I got to get to Italy. And I love White Wine in Red Hat is another provocative title.
Lots of collection of wines. We have more than probably 60 pieces of different wines. So I pick the name of the wine already existing, and I'm imagine how women will look like to represent that taste, you know, like mm-hmm. Pinot Noir, like it's very bold taste and everything. Pinot Grigio, very light and everything. So it's give me a challenge to create that image of the face of the woman so she can be representing that kind of wine, you know.
Yeah, they're very whimsical. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very interesting. You guys are super cool.
Appreciate that.
Andre and Dennis Protsuk from Andre Art Gallery. You're on 7th in Strasbourg?
We're on 18 North 7th Street, right in Strasbourg, Pennsylvania. And if you ever want to come to our first Saturday art walk, they're from 6 to 9 p.m. every first Saturday of every month.
Very cool.
Yeah. And we open every day and we welcome anybody. It doesn't have to be just art walk, you know, just walking inside and everything.
Yeah, come check us out.
Offering wines and everything.
Yeah.
All right. Continued success. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I got to get over and check it out firsthand.
Yeah, you should. Right. Yeah.
I definitely should.
We'll have you over there.
I'll bring Louis the Bulldog if that's okay.
Yeah, bring Louis the Bulldog. Yeah, well, dog's welcome too.
I have lots of paintings about with French Bulldogs. So
he's a good boy. He'll behave himself. All right. Thanks very much, gentlemen, and best of luck to you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Andre Art Gallery, 7th Street, Stroudsburg, PA. This is Poco 103, the John Parr song now called St. Elmo's Fire.